Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN Local News. Columbus County Commissioners tonight will consider an ordinance restricting new vape and tobacco stores in the county. The board will also hear a presentation on a pretrial release program being considered by the Columbus County Sheriff's Office. The program would allow 24-hour monitoring of prisoners at a cost of $4.99 per day, as opposed to housing them in the detention center at $70 per day. A rifle man was struck and killed on Georgia Pacific Road this past Wednesday. A South Carolina woman has been charged with felony death by vehicle and driving while impaired in the case. David Jackson was part of a work crew taking a break when Chloe Segendorf, 27, allegedly crossed the center line at a high rate of speed and struck him. Segendorf was arrested by Whiteville police. Look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Corey Robert Heckler of Bladenboro has been charged with felony statutory rape of a child. The Bladen County Sheriff's Office said that Heckler was arrested after a parent of a juvenile found inappropriate material on a child's phone and contacted detectives. He is being held under $250,000 secure bond. Sheriff Jim McVickers said more charges are pending. Churches in eastern Columbus County paused on Sunday to remember the 8 victims of the Riegelwood tornado. The storm struck a community between Old Lake Road and NC 87 in the pre-dawn hours of November 15, 2006. Around 20 homes were demolished. The storm was the deadliest tornado in Columbus County history. Online and in-person services were restored to the North Carolina Division of Motor Vehicles this past Thursday after an outage on Wednesday and Thursday. DMV driver's license offices, license plate agencies, online services, and self-service kiosks were experiencing spotty and intermittent service due to problems with the state's mainframe. There were no major changes during Friday's canvass of votes in Columbus County, but a closely watched state race is down to 24 votes. Incumbent Democrat Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs leads Republican Jefferson Griffin by 24 votes, with each candidate receiving more than 2.9 million votes on Election Day. A handful of counties in North Carolina will complete their official canvass counts today. If Griffin unseats Riggs, it will increase the Republican majority to a 5-2 margin on North Carolina's highest court. And Don Air Cancer Center and the Whiteville Police Department are collecting food and essentials for the patient pantry at the center. The items needed include non-perishable foods and canned meat, personal hygiene products, especially soft toothbrushes, Biotene mouthwash, and toothpaste without whitening agents. Donations can be dropped off at the Whiteville Police Department on Columbus Street or the Don Nair Center at 500 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. If you need further information, you can call 910-640-4077. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.